Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.
On this episode of Negative Modifier, we'll be playing the game Delta Green. Delta Green is a mature tabletop RPG that tackles various dark and unsettling themes and topics that some listeners may find traumatizing, harmful, or generally uncomfortable. Listener discretion is advised. Sanguine, you see Star disappear in the dark. Star, you arrive at the car to see Agent Snail just screaming and rocking back and forth in his seat, and the door next to him just ripped off the car and tossed about 20 feet away. As fine as you could describe Agent Snail, he appears to be. There's no obvious sign of new harm or damage. Maybe you scared whatever happened off. Like, he's not also registering that you're there either.
When I initially see that and like the door ripped off the car, I want to look around. Like, I'm going to look on the roof line, the power lines in particular, and see if I see anything.
Yeah, give me a search.
Could I argue for alertness, perhaps?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
2% success.
You're not seeing anything. Whatever happened or whatever did this has left.
All right. Then I will go up to Agent Snail, and I'm gonna turn the chainsaw off, flick the safety on, and I'm gonna walk over and like start patting his side and be like, hey, are you okay? What the fuck happened?
Am I able to actually snap out of this, or am I like still out of it because of a breaking point situation? I guess is my question.
Give me a pal.
Pal? Okay. 75 75 out of 75 success.
On the dot.
I know. Quiet Charlie always scares me.
I mean, like, you kind of snap back to reality at this point. Last you remember Star and Sanguine kind of knocking on the door and going inside. Maybe you fell asleep, but, like, you're confused the door is gone. You're confused how Star got back here. You see Sanguine kind of huffing and puffing his way into the view of the headlamps. You kind of maybe look at the clock, and the clock's, like, 5-10 minutes later, and that's weird. Like, you're missing a gap of time, very obviously.
Okay. So at this point then, since I'm able to snap out of it, once I like all of a sudden break my screaming, I'm holding my neck, like going, what the fuck? What happened to the door? What'd you guys fucking do?
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? You scream.
Where the fuck is the door?
You're fucking screaming.
I didn't scream. I fell asleep. What the fuck? I have no idea what's going on. And I start looking around for the gun. Like, where the fuck is the gun?
Hold it. Let me just check you real quick. What the fuck happened? And then can I do a med check on him?
And what are you looking for?
Any changes. If there's any new marks, if there's any new, like head traumas. What would explain the door missing, him gone, and then him act this way?
You see no signs of any of that. Again, like, he's not in great shape, but he is, as best you can tell, injury-wise, more or less the same. Give me a search.
37% success.
There's some bruising that looks new kind of around his collarbone and neck area, but that could also have been caused by him shaking back and forth in the car seat and pulling on, like, the seatbelt or something. That wasn't there, but also, like, you didn't catalog every injury he had. Maybe this grew out of kind of some deep tissue thing from when he, you know, got tackled down a set of stairs.
Hmm. Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know. Like, if maybe the heater was running too hard while it was snowing, and it was giving off some fumes and just went crazy for a second. That doesn't explain why you the fuck the door is missing, though. And where the hell is your gun?
I have no idea.
Okay, calm down. Let's take a breath. I know that shit's a little bit hard right now, but you're good. We're good.
Look, we gotta go back in there and fucking burn that thing, whatever the fuck it was, or throw it in something and bring it with us. Gotta burn the fucking body too. But before we go back in there, like, you want to look and see if my jaw is fucking dislocated or something?
Yeah. Sorry. Just needed to make sure that we didn't have anybody die.
By the way, you gotta keep your fucking eyes open. That thing was going straight for you.
I was deep in thought, man. Like, I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. Thing? There's another thing here?
Yeah, the fucking thing. The drawing. It was the thing from the drawing.
Jeez fucking Christ.
I'd look over and check out Star's injuries. Is there anything I can do for him?
Man, you could first aid it.
Oh, yeah. May I do some first aid on Star?
Yep.
Here's hoping you don't dislocate your jaw. 48% success.
That's how you roll it, Sanguine. That's 1d4 of healing for Agent Star.
That is a 1.
It's a very stressful situation.
Look, it's better than fucking nothing. Okay? Let's go burn this thing. It's fucking house.
Well, okay. We do need to burn this house. We need to burn two houses now. We need a coordinated burn.
Look, at the very fucking least, I'm sure you know that even if we don't burn the goddamn houses down, it's easier to explain weird dead bodies than it is whatever the fuck that thing was. So let's go gather up that thing, fucking throw it in a shoebox, and get back on the road. Got another fucking house to check out, and then a fucking high school full of refugees, I guess. I don't know.
There's a whole second story to the house you haven't searched yet, by the way.
Honestly, Star has forgotten about it.
Fair. No, just reminding you.
Okay, look. We know a couple things now. Cold slows them down. They can be trapped pretty easily if they're, I don't know, still in its embryo stage or whatever the fuck it wasn't in that developed pink monkey ass looking thing. And they're attracted to loud noises.
And chainsaws work really well against them.
Yeah, we need to make sure that thing is gassed up.
Yeah, I made sure it was topped off before we left Skip's house.
Okay.
Let's get back in there.
Wait, start. Question. Snail. Do we have him run around and start coordinating with us, or should we at least still leave him here? I mean, Snail, I don't mean to start talking about you like you're not even here. Can you participate in a burn?
I mean, I'm not staying in this cold fucking car with a door missing, so might as well.
There's a Jeep out back that isn't covered in ice, so I mean, maybe we can just fucking take that instead.
Ah, yeah. And I pull out the keys and I give it a jingle.
Gotta make a note to come back here for the goddamn freezer.
What if we just put them in the bird? It's in a, like, we could just put this in the garage, correct?
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, freezer units, fridges, they don't tend to burn well. They tend to be some of the last remaining things in a house fire, no? Whatever the case is, we'll just get in there and figure it out. Side question, Charlie. We gain any sanity back for killing that thing?
Not yet.
I take a deep breath and I just kind of let it out. All right, and I look at the house. God fucking damn it. There's a second story.
Wait, you guys didn't clear the building?
No.
No.
Something jumped us in the fucking basement and you screamed.
Well, fuck it. Let's clear the building.
That's the spirit.
Hey, do you need a painkiller or you could be good? I kind of nod to Star.
Yeah, give me another round.
Well, you have them. But Star, are you good?
I'm fine. I've had worse, okay? I've been shot. So
okay.
Ever been punched by a fucking whatever the fuck that was. But you know, let's go finish this.
I quickly look for the bottle and I look over to Sanguine and I go, any more can I take without screwing myself up more than I am now?
Well, it's been a couple hours. You should honestly not be taking any more until morning. But if you really are trying to push yourself, another dosage won't kill you, but I wouldn't really rely on you to make snap decisions.
Well, damned if I do and damned if I don't. So I'll just take like one more.
All right, give me an alertness while you take it.
9 out of 50 success.
The moment passes pretty quickly, but like you have a slightly hard time swallowing the pill, almost like it got caught on something going down your throat or something like that. But yeah, it's probably all just the damage you've taken, throat's dry and whatnot.
Okay, in this alertness, when I felt it get caught, did it feel like anything was moving other than like the pill? Like,
no, just it was a little bit harder than normal to swallow pills.
Okay. So I'll just swallow the pill and struggle a bit. Oh, all right. I'm good now.
Yeah. Make sure you drink some water and then remind me afterwards to change your dressings just because shit's getting a little nuts and we want to make sure that thing stays clean. Haven't changed it in a couple hours. So, or actually since midday, but yeah, let's go check up the upstairs.
Appreciate it if we'd refrain from calling things nuts.
Sure.
I'm left a little confused with that. And then I'm just like, fuck it. Whatever. Fine.
The office. Whatever. It's fine. It was a bad joke.
Okay, cool. Dark humor. Oh, God.
All right. So you go back inside?
Yeah.
We go back inside.
And going upstairs?
We're going upstairs.
I'm assuming you use the front door?
Wherever these guys led me. So
it would just make sense. Yeah.
Agent Sanguine, Agent Star, you kind of, I'm assuming, make your way towards the stairs. Agent Snail, as you walk in, you see this blood splatter directly across from where you enter. Give me a sand check.
43 out of 56 success.
All right, that's 1 point of sand damage, and the feeling passes very quickly, but like there was something almost beautiful about the gore in some way. Something just ever so slightly erotic, maybe. But the feeling passes almost instantly.
Oh, no.
I know I haven't said it before, but I think it makes sense because Snail is so messed up. Star is letting Sanguine lead and is falling up behind Snail so that he's not, like, lagging behind.
Yeah. No, and, like, the moment's, like, it's split-second type of thing. Like, doesn't even break step.
Even if he, like, had paused or anything, I don't think Star would have seen it as weird. You know, walking in and seeing blood on the wall is not really something you're expecting.
That makes sense. Yeah, so as you go up the stairs to the second floor, you enter out into a little mini hallway. As you exit the stairs to your right, there appears to be a bedroom door. Immediately to your left, there is a bedroom door. Directly across, there's what you'd guess would maybe be, like, a bathroom or something, and then kind of to your right and back, like kind of it's a view down to the first floor below. What do you do?
I would say one by one. I don't want to open all three and all of a sudden one of us goes down. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Cool. We'll start clockwise.
All right. So you're going to the room kind of off to the right when you come in?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So you swing the door open and dead center of the room is another one of these strange bodies. Everyone give me a sand check.
29 out of 55 success.
20 out of 39 success.
72% failure.
All right, so 1d4 for Agent Sanguine, 1 point of sand damage for Agent Snail, even though he passed, and Agent Star, you're fine. And Agent Snail, this is also somehow beautiful, intriguing, and something just about this, maybe it's the majesty of life, as your fellow agents have described to you this whole thing. There's something just a little bit beautiful about this, and a little bit erotic.
Is my character fucking getting hard in this situation?
Not yet. You haven't failed sand check yet.
Not yet! Oh,
I'm gonna be offloading my sand damage because I rolled a 4 and I'm offloading that on my wife Colette just because I don't know. I blame everything on her.
Sure.
Let's be honest.
Let's see that 1d4 for that offloading.
2. So I will eat 2 willpower and offload two of that sand damage.
So explain this. How is this her fault?
You know, I got into surgery through just kind of, I wanted to do something more. I wanted to go through med school and kind of do good work. Colette is the one who kind of drove me into plastic surgery, and that's kind of how I ran into something similar to what we were dealing with. And that's when all of a sudden Delta Green came knocking on my door talking about how I should never talk about this weird living tumor again. So in essence, Colette's the reason why I'm stuck in this situation.
This is all her fault. You're absolutely right. Yeah, so while you're thinking this, you all collectively see the mass, the inflammation kind of shift, and you see small claws kind of pierce through the membrane of this and start to pull open and out. What do you do?
I shove my finger up to my mouth as quickly as possible, and I just motion for everyone to shut the fuck up. Is everyone inside the room at the moment?
I assume you're all kind of just past the doorway, unless not.
I kind of motion for everyone to just kind of move back out into the hallway so we're not all trapped in the one room, but like as quietly as possible.
All right, everyone give me a stealth that you're going to follow.
This is out of character, but I just want to say, friends, I'm so sorry for what I'm about to roll.
I have a stealth of 10. Like,
so do I.
You hit that 1%. I believe in you.
73 out of 10 failure.
I crit with a 1%.
I just want to say I called it and 23% success.
All right. So two of you managed to kind of gracefully, intentionally back your way out of the room. Agent Snail, though, it's the injuries. You haven't really been in the right mind space the last hour or so. Like, it's been a really rough day for you so far. And kind of you bump the door and it makes that kind of horrible creaking noise. And you see kind of the thing force open the rest of the membrane and whip its eyeless head to look at you. And kind of it lets out this just horrific, deep primate hoot in your general direction. What do you do?
At that point, I'm just going to yell, oh, shit. And I start bolting my way out of the room as fast as I can.
All right, give me athletics.
Please don't fall down the stairs and kill yourself.
57 out of 31 failure.
You don't quite make it, but that's fine because this thing launches itself towards the door or where the door was, which means out past the door to where Star and Sanguine currently are. See if it does it. Yeah, and it kind of effortlessly just kind of with that animal grace just launches itself like it's just a practiced jump. And once again, a pink humanoid-ish, very simian thing with a lower half that ends in kind of a whipping tail-like appendage is free in the world once more.
Oh, sorry, did it like run like bolt past us again, like out the
jumped
and then like down the stairs? Is that
it's kind of in that little landing area with you that was at the top of the stairs where you came up?
Okay, so it's not gone,
not yet. No,
we're standing around it. Does it look like it's moving to leave, or like is it turning its head to look back at the sound, or what's the feel here?
Give me a human int.
You know, I am famously very good at this. 73% out of a 13% failure.
It's an eyeless, snake-tailed, lower body tentacled monkey thing with cat ears and a leech mouth. You have no idea how it thinks.
Can't let it go. I'm gonna shoot it.
All right.
Do we have the point blank bonus? Is it close enough?
Yeah, but give me a dex to kind of pull up, I guess, quickly. I'm assuming you had the chainsaw previously.
I mean, if the chainsaw's running, I'll actually use that.
Yeah, I assumed you had it just kind of on you at this point, so it was effective.
Yeah, let's do it. I will chainsaw it.
All right, let's see that melee attack.
17% and a 50% success.
All right, let's see that lethality.
Lethality fails, but I deal 18 damage.
Yeah, so this one, it's a little bit smaller than the one you fought downstairs. Not by much, but it's pinker and almost kind of rawer looking. And this chainsaw just cuts right through this thing as well. Like, if the one downstairs took a little bit of effort to cut through, this thing's soft, spongy, and very buttery to cut through with your chainsaw. Agent Snail, give me a sand check.
All right. 80 out of 54 failure.
All right. 1d6 sand damage.
2.
All right. You going to eat it or you going to offload it?
I'm just going to fucking eat it.
All right. Maybe it's the cast off of the orange, fluidy, blood-like substance from this thing. Maybe it's the sheer physicality and violence of this moment. Maybe it's the thing's screams as it's cut in half by a chainsaw. Maybe it's the chainsaw. But this is all very alluring. But yeah, you now have a second one of these things dead with you up in this house.
I fucking hate this place.
Okay. Well, that was the worst fucking luck. I didn't even realize the fact that your shit was running, so I guess thankfully it was more attracted to your chainsaw than it was to Snail, but Snail, I mean, silver linings, that I guess that you're not, I mean, I'm not saying that I guess you're not dead in a weird way, but I'm glad you dodged that.
If by dodge you mean I fucking fell over and it dove past me, sure. And I'm glad you're here too, bud.
Okay. We still got a couple other rooms. Do you just want to have that thing ready for when we open the other ones?
Sure. Yeah. I'm fine with these things being attracted to me immediately. Yeah, I mean, that's my job, I guess. Fuck it.
All right. Fuck, two more. Okay. And I guess we're trying to open up the other doors.
I mean, do you want to search around the room that thing just came out of first?
I mean, if there's more in there or whatever the
heck. You didn't really get a look around. You just saw this thing and kind of backed out almost immediately.
Oh, that's true, huh? I guess, yeah, we'll look through the room that it was found in.
All right, so you notice a couple things almost immediately upon reentering the room. To the right as you pass through the door, kind of covering the majority of the wall, is this just massive painting. It's a painting of that leech-like creature that you removed or kind of slithered out of Skip Mills' throat back at his house. Give me a sand check, all of you.
88% fumble.
61 out of 52 failure.
20% success.
All right, if you failed, 1 point of sand damage, or in Agent Star's case, 2 points of sand damage because of that glorious fumble. Yeah, and Agent Sanguine, you're fine.
Oh,
I think I'm going to offload. Do we get a check to anything?
That is applied to helplessness.
I'm going to offload this onto my brother.
All right.
He's the one who had me come out on vacation, and that's why I'm here. I'm going to take 1 point of sand damage.
You offloading Agent Snail or nah?
Nah, I'm riding it out.
All right. Yeah, so opposite the painting is the body. And now that you have a kind of more than a couple of seconds to look at the body, it appears to be male, and where the one downstairs looked at one point or maybe a normal human, this one shows signs of a harder life, like the skin on it's a little bit more kind of leathery beyond the kind of weird process, whatever this does to it does. Like Agent Sanguine, you would kind of maybe be able to make a guess that this may have been a drug addict or a homeless person or something along those lines. There are indications of, I guess, kind of a harder life on this body than the previous ones you've seen so far affected by this. More importantly, though, is the bed, which is stained in blood and the same strange orange fluid you've seen as part of the John Doe attack, as part of kind of Skip Mills' whole situation, as part of these weird corpses leaking. But yeah, give me an intelligence, or you guys can guess at what that means.
All of us, or just
whoever wants to.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, finally, 44 to 55 critical.
88% fumble.
I simply want to say ignorance is bliss with 100% fumble.
Yeah, it makes a certain amount of sense that maybe Agent Snail gets this one. So I'm going to need to see a sand check real quick.
From me for being successful?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. 86 out of 51 failure.
1d6 sand damage.
You're going through the ringer, man.
4. And I will take it.
You at your breaking point yet?
Nope.
How close are we?
Very close.
All right. So this makes sense to you. The tossing of the sheets, the passion of this very obvious attack. Whatever happened here was an act of lust between these creatures and someone in this room.
Oh, yeah. Whatever was in here was fucking.
Does the room look like it belongs to the body?
No. In fact, if you had to guess it, kind of the occupant of the room, you would guess a woman, probably.
Okay.
I look at it. I want to walk a little bit closer to get a better investigation and kind of point out stuff like, yeah, you guys aren't going to like this, but this was a crime of the passionate sort.
Yeah, I didn't want to know that. Jesus Christ. Oh, God, there's a closet in here. Well, you revved that thing up. Did we hear anything scuttle from the closet?
You did not.
I want to kind of hold my finger up as well as I walk over to that closet, it looks like, and just kind of slowly open and peek through, shine my flashlight through. Is there anything?
No, just a closet.
Cool. I just kind of coolly open it. All right, closet's clear. That body doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
So now that Snail's given you the personal tour of this bedroom, what do you do next? Check out the other room?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. Who's in front?
Probably. Well, one of us. I'm going to be behind Snail because I said that I was taking up the rear to make sure he doesn't lag behind or fall down or anything like that.
I think it's been me so far, just because I'm probably the most kind of least responsible for stuff.
Yeah, I think you're probably the healthiest one out of us, too.
I think so as well.
All right, so Sanguine's in front?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sanguine, as you open the door, you see a bedroom. You see a desk, a table, a bed, and in the opposite but left corner as you open the door, you see one of these things standing there, looking directly at the door. What do you do?
Oh, it's not moving, right? It's just looking directly at the door?
Yep.
Don't make a noise, but I move my free hand back behind me and I kind of start wagging my fingers to Star to just kind of like, you're going to be needed.
I will step forward.
All right. You kind of push past.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, it's still standing there, sightlessly staring at the door. It's kind of aimed body wise at the door, standing very still, though.
I'll rev the chainsaw a little to try to bait it forward.
It doesn't do anything.
Is it cold in this room?
No. Same temperature as the rest of the house.
All right, I'll step closer to it. Chainsaw at the ready.
It does not respond.
Poke it with the end of the chainsaw. Not while it's revving, but...
Yeah, so as you poke it, the chainsaw kind of sinks ever so slightly into this thing. And you realize that this is a clay sculpture of one of these creatures. Disturbingly lifelike.
Huh. I mean, we're good. Not real.
Jesus Christ. So it's just an entire just enclave of artists?
I don't know. Let's search the room. Let's finish up the investigation here. I want to get the hell out of this house.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Snail?
I'm fine. Just wondering why the... fuck, there's a statue here of this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I think if you look through the notes and everything else like that, it's they're trying to get it out of them, or like they're trying to transition. They're trying to describe it or whatever the hell. The guy went mad trying to like get it onto the page and perfectly describe it. I think this is a kind of self-replicating worship.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that. Let's just toss this place.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to just knock over the statue just because, like, fuck it.
Yeah. It hits the ground, and as it's made of clay, it kind of slumps as it hits.
Are there any kind of candles in this room? Does it show any sign of, like, can I search the room to see if there's any kind of matches or whatever the hell?
I mean, what are you trying to do?
I want to start a fire upstairs and then turn on the gas.
I mean, that's easy enough to do. Yeah, definitely doable. There is a cell phone and a laptop in the room, though, too.
I will be taking those.
All right.
But I kind of relay my plan to everyone, how I want to start a gas fire here. I'm probably going to start a fire upstairs and then other key points and just kind of turn on the stuff. But just I'll wait until we can kind of get the Jeep.
All right. So just to confirm, the plan is to torch the house, but take the phone and laptop and leave.
Yeah, I mean, after we're sure we've searched it thoroughly.
Give me an intelligence, all of you.
Bone's got a tracking device.
30 out of 55 success.
3 out of 45% success.
14% success.
Given the spotty nature of internet and cell phone reception in the town, it might be beneficial to at least check the laptop in the house where it was assumably working previously. Before you burn the place.
Okay. Yeah. Hold up. Before we start this little house party, I'm going to check this just because if this is one of the only Wi-Fi capable spots, let's at least make sure some shit's going down.
Yep.
Star, you're the best with computers and phones, right?
Nope, that would be me.
Sorry, Snail. My bad.
I mean, relatively speaking, yeah. Let me take a look. Yeah, so I boot up the machine and see if there's, you know, any initial login screen stuff or any things of that nature. Was there a login screen? Do I need to do stuff on that end?
Nah, it's a college student's laptop. They're not too worried about being secure, apparently.
So I want to go ahead and just initially start searching any, like, the standard folders, like documents, videos, photos.
Browser history
eventually, but yeah, I'll just search anything that doesn't require internet access yet is what I'm starting with. So anything locally saved, and then start working my way through the browsing history.
So you find two things. A webcam video that seems to be recorded on the laptop itself, and the browser history. And the last 2 days of the browser history are just non-stop searches for exceedingly violent pornography. Very reminiscent of Skip Mills' internet searches back at the office. The video itself is another matter.
Okay, so before we start the video, I look at the gang and I go, well, this thing's got the same browser history the last few days of excessively violent pornography, but there's also a video here. You guys want to gather around the laptop campfire for a sec?
Not particularly.
You know, I have a sneaking suspicion of what this video could be, and I'm honestly a little uncomfortable with opening it up.
Are you guys really going to make me watch this thing by myself?
No, but, yeah.
All right.
We probably should just check it.
I'll go ahead and I will double-click the video and start it up.
The video opens up with an early 20s woman. She has an artistic vibe to her setting up the webcam. She is then joined in frame by a homeless man and another woman. There's kind of a few minutes of some very generic, basic seduction. And then from behind the man, you see from the second woman, the weird tendril thing extend from her mouth and stab into the man's neck and start pumping some fluid into him. Then the first woman, a similar thing happens. The same weird tentacle thing erupts from her mouth and attacks into the man. What you're watching can only be best described as hard to watch. It is violent, horrific, absolutely just disgusting to be witness to. Everyone give me a sand check. Unnatural.
61 out of 47 failure.
68 out of 52% failure.
All right, that's got to be 1d4 sand damage from everyone.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a 1 for me.
That is a 3, which I am going to offset as much as I can. And I offset 3, it looks like.
Yep.
Cool. at the cost of what, 3 willpower, correct?
Yep.
All right. I am going to offload that on my dad.
Explain this one.
I'm thinking back again on this whole idea of like moving and spreading your wings and kind of like trying something different, scenery, this and that. And again, I'd never end up with a fucking stabbing in my neck and all that if I had just stayed home and not decided to go anywhere else.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. But I have some bad news for you.
Oh, hit me.
This has all been very erotic.
Mm.
Give me another sand check.
21 out of 47 success.
Yes. All right, that's 1 point of sand damage.
Woo! Okay. We living.
I lost 2, and I'm going to also project this. I'm going to project it onto my brother because, again, I wouldn't be here if he hadn't convinced me to come on vacation.
Yeah, it's all his goddamn fault, the monster.
And I'm going to lose 4 for that. Breaks my bond with him.
Oof.
I'll point out, it wasn't super strong to begin with because I have a charisma of 7, but it is broken.
Indeed.
To be fair, this is like traumatic and violent enough that I would be that's understandable.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Like you are grasping at straws to justify the absolute just unrelenting fucked upness that has been the last God, like 16 hours. Like this has all happened in a very short period of time. And on Valentine's Day, no less.
Snail, turn that off. Let's turn it off.
Snail is going to continue watching this.
Dude,
did you hit your breaking point?
No, but I'm assuming I'm keeping watch. Like, I'm just going to keep watching just to get to the end of it because I'm looking for clues as well.
All right. You're going to keep watching it, though?
Yeah. I'm like, we need to see if there's anything else. Just
anything else? What, man? Like, we saw it. Okay. We saw how that thing is stabbing people in the neck. If it's going to get any more intense or getting more whatever the hell, like, I've seen what was up against the fucking Skips' walls. I've seen the fucking bloody bedroom. What else are we looking for?
I don't know, but I'm investigating. I'm looking for clues. This is what we do.
Can I make a human int check, Charlie?
Yeah.
Something I'm famously good at.
No! Of all the numbers.
Oh, no. I rolled a 69% out of a 13 failure.
Let me ask you a question, Agent Snail. Are you, like, giving into this a little bit? Like, are you giving into whatever you're finding so intriguing about this absolutely horrific content?
Okay, so the way I'm picturing, my character did pass their sand check again for the erotic part. So I'm not too worried about making it completely obvious. So I will make it subtle since they do kind of find it erotic. So I will make it subtle and make it so that my character's breathing is slightly elevated. It could be confused for like maybe, hey, you know, you do have throat damage. Maybe that's why you're breathing a little heavier. But there's an underlying heavy breathness from what he's observing on the screen. How does that work?
Sure. It makes a certain amount of sense to me. How close are you to your breaking point?
I'm 1 point away from my next breaking point.
Yeah, give me another sand check because you are leaning into this some.
30 out of 46 success. Thank God, no fear boner.
Oh, no. It's 1 point of sand damage still.
Oh, so that puts me exactly at my breaking point then.
All right, so
do I have to go under or am I already broken point again?
You're right at the line.
Okay.
Give me an intelligence, though.
Okay. 53 out of 55 success.
Something is wrong with you. You are registering that something is wrong. There is something inside of you, maybe, that's not normal driving this impulse.
Okay, so after like the breathing had become slightly heavy and elevated and I zoned out for a second focusing on this, I have that slight moment of clarity and I look up at the other two and I slam the laptop lid down. And for a second, I just have this like dead eye stare. Like I'm staring at like, you know, that look when you like stare past someone, but like I'm staring at the floor. That's the look I have right now as I slam the laptop down. And I'm just like, and after like, I take a second to like kind of collect myself, I look at the other two and I go, there's something wrong with me. And I don't mean my neck. Well, it's related.
Oh, shit.
Simon, can I talk to you outside for a second?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't want Snail to be out of my sight. Yeah, let's talk. I want to slightly walk out of the room, but not fully, just so that way I could keep Snail in my line of vision as we're having a conversation, but I want to try to keep it hushed if possible.
What do you think? I think one of those things is kicking around in his goddamn stomach.
Maybe. I mean, I did a full check on him when we got back to the car, but I didn't check underneath the bandages on his neck because I didn't want to disturb it. He says it's regarding his throat, so it could be part of the throat.
You a surgeon?
I'm a surgeon, yeah. Oh boy.
You think you might be able to open him up, keep him alive? We don't have facilities.
I know we don't have facilities. This is our best bet. He's dead if I don't. He could be alive if I do. So, yeah. I think I need to re-enter the wound. You should probably have the chainsaw ready.
Yeah. I'm going to peek my head into the bathroom, Charlie. Is it clean in there?
Clean enough, yeah.
Bathroom looks clean. I'll you talk to him. I'm going to go. They might have some bleach in the bathroom. I'll start wiping down the floors, trying to get it as sterile as possible.
Yeah. All right. And I walk back into the room.
How's this going to go down?
I kind of walk up to Snail and I sit down so I'm eye level to him. All right. So what's on your mind? What do you mean? What's wrong?
Think about it, man. Passed out. Doors open. Neck feels really weird. And now, like, this instance, dude, whatever's happening to these folks is happening to me. It's plainly obvious I'm a vector at this point, and there's only one solution here.
There's two. So, I'm glad you realize this, so I don't have to try to beat around the bush, so we can talk as plain as day. Star's already disinfecting an area. I have a little bit of morphine as well. I don't want to keep loading you up on drugs or whatnot. Your body's not going to be super happy with it, but there is a chance that I can maybe excise this. You're dead if you don't. And honestly, it's probably worse if we don't do this. But
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not a doctor, but I've lost a lot of blood. If you think you're going to be able to just pull this out of here and still keep me alive, I mean, you're a doctor, but I don't think you're a medical worker. No offense. I honestly think we've only got one route here, and it makes sense for you guys to save whatever supplies you've got left.
I can get more. It's part of my job. Let me do what I can and just do the best for you if I can.
I look directly in Sanguine's eyes and I go, fine. But at the moment it looks like it's too much of a risk, just end it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn into any one of these things.
The moment anything looks out of the ordinary, we'll end it.
Fine. Let's get to it.
All right. Here. Give me your belt.
I hand over my belt.
So with that, I'm going to wrap up his arm and I'm going to look through my bag and get some sedative ready. Okay, here we go. And I inject a sedative in his arm.
All right. And Star has been successful in kind of bleaching down the place. You do have a, at best, improvised situation to do this. So what are you doing exactly?
So I'm going to turn the shower on and I'm going to wash up to my elbows. from there, I will be finding what I can hopefully find some clean towels, lay underneath Snail's head and neck just to kind of keep his head from rolling about. At that point in time, I will be kind of guiding Star as my medical assistant just to make sure that he doesn't choke on his own spit or anything else like that. So if we can find one of those little baby nose water suction things, awesome. If not, I will be rolling up some toilet paper for him to absorb any kind of spittle or whatever the heck, and instructing him to take it out and kind of repacking so that way he doesn't drown on that, clearing airways, all the other stuff. Once we are basically prepped, I'm going to cut open the bandages on his neck and kind of lay them out, and I'm going to check and investigate his neck area.
All right.
As a note, while we are doing this, I'm going to take my phone out and light on the counter next to where we're doing this. I'm going to turn on music that would attract something's attention that is attracted to sound.
Sure. So what are you doing? Are you performing surgery, or are you just kind of like doing an examination? What exactly are you up to?
I am doing an examination in preparation for surgery because I don't know what I'm looking for. From our knowledge so far, we know that these things kind of, if it's from person to person, from what it looks like, it's through the neck, and that's how they get infected, or that's how they turn into a vector. But I'm also thinking about the fact that we saw a dead body with four claw marks or multiple claw marks on the chest. So I'm going to be opening up Snail's shirt as well and inspecting to see if there's any kind of wounds or inflammation or anything else like that on his chest as well.
All right. So give me a search, and I'll even give you a plus 10 on that because of your whole medical background on this.
Can I do medicine instead? As part of the medical palpitations and whatnot?
Yeah, sure. I'll allow it.
Cool. Still with the plus 10?
Yeah.
And that is an 86% failure. I am so sorry.
You're not finding anything immediately out of the ordinary. Like, Ancient Snail has sustained a shocking number of injuries in the last day or so. Like, finding an exact injury is hard.
I know it's a long shot. Could I throw out a search while he's palpitating and everything? See if I see anything wiggling around?
Yeah.
96% out of a 30% fail.
You ain't no Dr. Star, unfortunately.
I have an idea.
What's up?
Hear me out. I'm going to pull up my phone and I'm going to just go to a generic porn site and just put on some vocal porn.
I just let you do this, and I'm just watching really, I just look super skeptical as this is all happening. And underneath that skepticism, because I'm using skepticism as a mask, I am extremely uncomfortable.
So I guess paint me a picture right now. Snail is sedated. He's lying on his back. Agent Sanguine, you're kind of like up close and personal doing the investigation and stuff like that. Agent Star, you are standing there with your phone playing porn, correct?
I set the phone back down on the counter and go back to playing assistant.
No, you don't get to do it that quickly, unfortunately. So, Agent Snail, give me a sand check.
Me, sand check?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sedated, but somehow I hear this? All right, let's go.
You can still hear everything. It's just that, like,
that's
you're...
true. 31 out of 45 success. Let's go!
Still take 1 point of sand damage.
Oh, breaking point broken, baby.
All right. So a couple things happen. Agent Snail's mouth kind of lulls open. Agent Sanguine, Agent Star, both of you give me a search.
I give you an alertness.
Yeah, that'll work in this case, too.
60% out of an 84 success.
63% failure.
Agent Star, you see it. Agent Sanguine, you do not. Give me a dodge at minus 10, Agent Sanguine.
Yeah, so my dodge is not great. So that's a 62% failure.
All right, so the good news is this thing rockets out of Agent Snail's mouth and kind of like hits you in the side of the face and kind of starts biting and kind of clawing at you some. The good news, it doesn't have the same force you've seen this thing do it with previously, so it's just one point of damage. Agent Star, you kind of have a split second to react, and you see this happening. Like, you see this thing kind of, like, pulse up in the throat as it's starting to try to move. It's obviously kind of labored, though, courtesy of the sedatives.
Could I attempt to take a swipe at it as it is coming out with the good old chainsaw?
You've been holding the chainsaw?
Whoa. There's a chainsaw in here, idly. Yeah.
I'll say yes, but minus 20.
Even with a minus 20, that is a 17% success.
You could have chainsawed me in the face. I did ask you to keep that shit ready, but like, oh my god, not like this.
So that's a 12 damage.
Yeah, so you kind of like half tennis swing this thing out of the air, sending it careening across the room, but also you have the chainsaw going a little bit, so you slice it cleanly in half, and it kind of withers on the ground and kind of slowly, I guess, dies is maybe the right phrase. Give me an alertness.
77% critical.
You also saw a half of it go back down Agent Snail's throat.
There. The star starts pointing, like, motion it. I mean, Star's stupid. He, like, reaches out as it goes down, like, Snail's throat. Basically, like, chokes him to try to stop him from going further down.
Oh, God.
I swap my hand away, and I basically do, like, a air passageway clear move. I'm trying to see if I can get a handle and grab the thing before it goes down his throat.
Let's see a surgery. Yeah, it's in there type of thing. You're going to have to do some work to get this thing out.
That is a 78% out of 70% failure.
So I got some good news and bad news. This thing cut in half is spraying orange fluid as it kind of goes down. And Agent Snail begins to kind of cough and wheeze as he starts to choke on this. This thing is also trying to thrash around inside of his throat. After about a minute, he kind of lies still. Give me a first aid to see if you can save his life.
Mon, first aid, baby. 68% out of 61% failure.
With a final kind of coughing fit, a puddle of orange goopy liquid slowly fills the back of Snail's throat and kind of slowly pours out of his mouth onto the ground around him. His body begins to go cold. It goes stiff.
Can I give it a go?
Yeah, well, I'll just try it.
31, fail.
You watch as the light goes out of Agent Snail's eyes. Both of you two give me a sand check.
100% fumble.
Oh, man. And then it's a 92% failure in my end.
All right, Star, you're taking 12 points of sand damage. Sanguine, give me 1d6.
That is a 1.
So how does this manifest, Star?
I assume this is from, like, unnatural, right?
I was going to say helplessness in this case.
Well, I am adapted to helplessness after that.
I am fully adapted to helplessness.
I think Agent Star thought that the moment this thing crawled out of Snail's throat that he was going to live. And he was confident. And he felt confident in the fact that he had cut it in half. And he had assumed that that was enough to kill these things. And it's not. That's just not true. And he realizes that. And as Sanguine's trying to save Snail, he gets down and applies the little bit of first aid he knows. And he got so close. He felt like he was so close to saving him. If he had just paid attention a little more in his first responders class when he got certified, maybe if he had just done something a little differently, maybe if he had taken over just a second sooner, then Snail would still be alive. But because he didn't, Snail is dead, and it's his fault.
Down the street, but still within view of 1824 Ambrosia, sits a car. The car has not been there all day. It's been slowly following you around La Fontaine, and inside of it sits Deputy Eli Filigree. 100th cup of coffee or so, it feels, of the day, slowly kind of emptying in his hand as he drinks it, staring at the house, muttering to himself, fuck are you FEMA people up to in there? On behalf of all of us at Negative Modifier, thank you for listening, and we do hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to support the show, please consider rating or reviewing us on your platform of choice, or supporting the show over on our Patreon. In addition to that, if you would like to chat about episodes or with the cast in general, please consider joining our Discord server. Links to all of this and more can be found below in the show notes.
Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.